This is Working Moms, a podcast from Africa Business Radio. Every week, we share the real stories of mothers, their struggles, their strengths, and their everyday victories as they balance work, family, and life.
Welcome back to Working Moms. I'm your host, Tracy Dominic, and this is where we share the real stories of mothers who work, mothers who hustle and nurture, often at the cost of themselves, I must say. And the theme for today is the sacrifice, what mothers give up, their dreams, their time, themselves, and how they reclaim themselves. Every working mom has a story of sacrifice. It could be a promotion turned down because of pregnancy or a business idea delayed until the children grew older, or even something as simple as giving up personal time, hobbies, and friendships and rest. But the truth is, sacrifice doesn't always mean loss. I mean, many mothers say it gave them new strength, it gave them new purpose, and a clearer sense of what really matters. And the truth is, something has to give. You hear some people say, oh, this my friend has gotten married, or since she got married and gave birth, she became silent, she's no longer connecting or doesn't want to hang out with us. The truth is, it's not like that person or that woman doesn't want to hang out. It's just that there's a lot going on. Being a wife, being a mother, and caring for a whole human being and making sure that this human being is growing up to be sound, to be healthy, and to be intelligent. It's just a life dedication. So many women tend to sacrifice many parts of their lives to invest in their motherhood responsibilities and duties. The challenge is learning how to give without losing yourself completely. You just have to, because the truth is, if in the process of being a mom you lose yourself, it's gonna affect the way you train your children, it's going to affect your home and every other thing you do. So every working mom deserves to reclaim a piece of her own life, whether it's just 10 minutes of quiet and a side hustle or a long forgotten dream. You have to find a way to get something for yourself. Now, this is not selfish. No, this is fulfillment, because when you're fulfilled, it tends to give you more strength and peace to hold on to the next thing. So it's not selfish for you to have quiet times. It's not selfish for you to go back to that dream that you left or abandoned after you gave birth to your child. It's not selfish. So I encourage you today to, as much as you're making sacrifices for your children, you should also take care of self. Thank you for joining me on Working Moms today on Africa Business Radio. I'm Tracy Dominic. Remember, sacrifice is part of the story, but it's not the whole story. See you next time.